Blog Talk Radio.
Cleveland, Chicago, and Detroit. If you look on the map and draw a line
from city to city, you have a pyramid. Mathematics is Islam, and Islam is progressive. Now, I would like to play a tape from the understanding of the 10th planet from mankind. We must get behind Master Farad Muhammad. Thank you for listening to the truth. Assalamu alaikum.
Is this world, shall I never arrive in 2000? It pushes, it's basically the way it's swinging past the sun. It's not straight up and down like our other planets, Mercury and Earth. The sun, you know, with the North Pole up, South Pole down. It's kind of sideways and pointing its North Pole outbound toward the Earth. Well, when it does that, guess what part of the Earth gets a good shove? Our magnetic and geographic poles do not line up. The magnetic is offset a little bit. You know, South Pole was over there by Tasmania, and the North Pole was up there in the Arctic somewhere, but now it's more like over Siberia. And when it comes around to where the crust side of the North Pole is apparent and vulnerable, it gets a shove from the North Pole of Nibiru. Magnets, North Poles of magnets, do not like to touch, as anybody knows. You can't even get them. I don't care how strong you are. You try to get them to snap together, they do not. So we get a shove. And then there is a reverberating. It goes kind of around like a figure eight. If you were way up in space and looked down, you would see a figure eight being formed by the North Pole. It swings over to the, you know, this way and then that way, and then it bounces back, and then, whoops, time for another shove. This happens daily. It's called a polar push when Nibiru is noon over the Pacific, etc. This is visible. You can see this. I recently got some email from people saying, guess what? I can see Nibiru in a webcam up in Alaska. And I went up there, and it was very puzzling because it's Selawik, which is like near Fairbanks, very clear skies. This is an airplane weather cam showing in all directions, but it was the cam looking north. I said, what? And it was at midnight. Then I realized what was going on. You are not supposed to be able to see the sun at midnight up there. It's supposed to be below the horizon, but because of the tilt of the earth during the wobble, there was the sun rising at midnight and setting again. Then, of course, come morning, it rises again in the east. But this is an example of the wobble. Another example is the Hyperes. This is a French site that that shows coordinates. It's an Earth Orientation Center website, and it shows where the North Pole is pointing out in space. Normally, because we're not exactly aligned, magnetic and geographic, there's a little bit of an offset, kind of a circle. That circle has been getting wider and wider and wider since 2013 till the present. So this is documented proof that we are leaning, you know, to one side or the other. Another one is the jet stream. I have some examples on my talking points page, you know, where normally over the North American continent, it swoops down like a V, comes in at Seattle, goes down toward Houston, goes up toward New England and out. And I, living in Wisconsin, I used to joke that we get polar weather here because, in fact, that's the way the jet stream was pushing the air. And then it went loop-de-loop. You know, starting in 2005, etc., it was, you know, vertical in the middle of the continent. It's all over the place. And recently, in 2016, there was a panic a couple months ago, and the news was saying, oh, the jet stream has crossed the equator. We're in trouble. Horrible things are going to happen. They called it a global emergency because, you know, this mapping from the satellites of where the jet stream swirls are was showing it went from the northern hemisphere down below to the southern and back. And they said, oh, what does this mean? It means the wobble is getting worse.
If it gets any worse,
Then what happens?
You can have, well, when we go into the last weeks, which the Zetas have said run for 7.3 weeks, and thus the pole shift would never take mankind by surprise. But you can get a lot of flopping around. You know, we currently, you can measure where it is by seeing where the sunrise is and the sunset is, you know, what the time of dawn and sunset is. You can do this, you know, it's yourself. And people are doing this and they say, boy, the sun never rose there before. That's way too far north or way too far south, that kind of thing. But if you get into a severe wobble, a lot of sloshing in the ocean happens. The severe wobble would be flopping to the left and right and left and right, flopping back away, you know, where the North Pole points away, like almost into 3 days of darkness, but very temporary, and the like. The water doesn't go with the land, and you can get wobble sloshing. Now, during the pole shift, the Zetas have predicted, which is going to be a 90-degree pole crustal shift. In other words, the North Pole will flop over to be where the equator is, and so will the current South Pole, and you know, that far. They predicted 500-foot tides, 600 where there was tidal bore because of high land and the like. But for severe wobbles, they have said 200 and 300 feet. Now, that's enough.
Jeez, that's enough to wipe out east and west coasts.
A lot of places. You go around the world to the cities that would be affected. It's not just, you know, Miami, New York City, L.A., it's Hong Kong, Sydney, Australia, London, Paris, you know, Buenos Aires. You go everywhere would be affected. So this may happen. We're overdue for this kind of stuff. The administrative force in the universe wanted mankind to be aware of what's coming. They will not stop the pole shift. People say, well, why won't they just stop it? Well, they don't stop starvation, you know, lightning, tornadoes, you know, pedophilia. They don't stop this stuff now. It's part of, this is our schoolhouse. We're supposed to rise to the occasion and help others. And if you don't have challenges, if you don't have spiritual growth, if everybody's beautiful and they are disease-free, they have straight teeth, no genetic illness, you know, diseases, and they're rescued all the time, what do you think you're going to have? A bunch of pampered, you know, you don't have spiritual growth. You have to have tribulation so people have opportunity to be heroes, to rise to the occasion or run away. You know, so therefore, they're not going to stop the pole shift. But they have put the brakes on to give Obama a chance to inform the world, because everybody in the world is waiting and saying, well, you know, if we come out and say Nibiru exists, the U.S. is going to say, oh, no, no, no. So you have to have Obama say it's Reagan's state of order, blah, blah. And he didn't get his backbone up last September of 2015. And therefore, now we're into the multi-pronged approach with a dark energy survey and all that, you know, and so we are going to learn about it possibly by the end of this year, I would guess. So in the meantime, you know, the brakes were put on to slow down the plate movement, which were described as the 7 of 10 plate movements, sinking of the sun to plate, tipping left into the Pacific of the South American plate, which has been gradually going on, tipping right of the African plate, which has been gradually going on, and the New Madrid adjustment, which we're really ready for and could happen anytime. So the brakes have been lifted a little bit, you know, and we may have a severe wobble, depending on what the Council of Worlds decides, and I got to tell you, I'm not in the loop on that.
Nancy, you've talked about EMPs, of course. We talk a lot about it on this program, electromagnetic pulse,
yes.
You know, from an atomic weapon detonated in the atmosphere or the sun. Is there a concern with Nibiru and the EMPs?
Big time, big time. We've been having EMP bringing down big planes. Air France 447 in 2009 was probably the first of no 70 was another. It became, you know, everybody, all the electronics gets walloped. It's a pulse, and it either is a surge or a brownout. Either one destroys electronics. And then it became a ghost ship with everybody lacking oxygen and flew by automatic pilot out into the Indian Ocean. We've had others. German Wings flew into the Alps because of that. That time, CERN was also having some problems with their electronics, you know, and they just get, and there was another one that went down in Egypt. It was an MS-84 or something. Anyway, that plane was flying right along the plate border of Africa, African plate, and went down, and you never hear the results unless they want to demonize the pilot. Oh, he was suicidal. You know, or something like that. Well, a lot of electric trains on the East Coast, the most recent, Hoboken. Now, just look at it. When I saw the map of where Hoboken was, you know, it's a terminal where these electric trains come in. They all line up like, I don't know, 10 of them side by side, you know, and all the wires, you know, because these are electric trains, and they come in, and they have to have, it's not just one set of wires down the track, sitting right on the water of the river. You know, there it is, practically stuck out into the water. Well, you know what they say about electricity and water. And electricity, lightning loves water. They tell you, don't be in a boat out in the pond when it's a lightning storm, because oops, you know. And they say, don't get in the shower, because the water in the pipes is an attractant, and you may find yourself electrocuted while you're showering. Well, electromagnetic pulse, according to this, it's not visible like the crackling of a lightning with light, but it has a similar behavior in that it's an arc that has a path, and it wants to ground, and it's not like disseminated over a wide area. It's a very directed, shoot, now I'm down. So it likes the electronics of planes. It likes, you know, and particularly when you take planes over water that may have, you know, rock stress underneath. It's the edge of a plate, or that, you know, something's being, it was MH370, the sonda plate was being squeezed and pushed down and losing elevation at that time. Well, when you squeeze rock, it's an attractant for electrical passage, because the air in the rock gets squeezed out and all the water in the rock is continuous. So therefore, what they say is an electronic screech in the rock. And this is what drives pets crazy when they hear the screech and they want to leave home. That means your rock under you is under stress. You could have an earthquake. And it also causes a static in the radio. If you listen to your AM/FM radio,
yeah,
and you hear a lot of static, that's the screech coming from the rock, and watch out, because you may have an earthquake.
host, Captain Jihad Muharris. I am truly thankful to Master Farad Muhammad to see another Ramadan. Muharris family, our Ramadan is like the night of majesty, angels ascending and descending. Our subject today is Ramadan is under the order of the 10th order. I would like to start by reading from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad book, How to Eat to Live, Volume 1, Why and How We Fast in December. I have chosen for quite a few years the month of December for my followers to fast as in the month of Ramadan. It serves as a sign that we, the lost and found nation, are the end of all signs pertaining to the pilgrimage and fasting in the month of Ramadan. We fast the 12th month of the Christian year to relieve ourselves of having once worshiped that month as the month in which Jesus was born. It is now known and agreed upon by the scholars and scientists of religion that nothing of the kind took place 2,000 years ago. Jesus was born not in the month of December, but rather as God has revealed it and according to the season that history claims exists in that time, the first or second week in September. The Christians have made holidays which are used mostly for commercialization. They buy wine, whiskey, and beer, and fatten up pigs and hogs for the kill and roast this divinely forbidden flesh to celebrate what the Christians call the birthday of the Son of Man. Jesus condemned such things as drunkenness and eating of the swine flesh. The act that they carry on for the celebration of Jesus' birth is perfect for Nimrod, who actually was born on the 25th of December, according to the scientists and historians, as well as the words of God himself spoken to me. Nimrod was an enemy of God and one who came in the last 300 years of the 2,000 years of Moses. He led the white man against the laws of Moses and the worship of Allah. He, Nimrod, wanted them to worship idols and that which was other than God, as they did in ancient Rome. And the Romans were the ones who changed December from the 10th month to the 12th month. If we examine the word December from the old French, Decembra, Latin, December, from Decem, which means 10. December was the 10th month to the early Romans, who reckoned from March. Now, December is the 12th month of the year, the last month. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was taking us into a new order of things, and we didn't even know it. He told us that the Orthodox Muslims use the ninth month of their calendar, the month of Ramadan. Allah, in keeping with the progress of time, moved us to the 10th month. Allah knew that they, the devils, had changed the dates and months and years to try to fool the people and have fooled most of the world into falsehood. Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to think like God because we are creators. Ramadan of 1986 was the end of the devil's time. Master Farah Muhammad gave us 28 years to line up behind him. The 28 represents the moon's rotation around the earth. Also represents the woman giving birth to a new order of things. Now, from 1914 to 1986 is 72 years. Add 28 years, you come to 100 years, which is 2014. Ramadan was the end of the devil's time. This is from the Theology of Time by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am trying to bring your mind out of the sky. I am telling you what the stars are and how they were made and what they were made for. I come to the sun and I tell you what the sun is and what it was made for. I come to the moon and the sun is and what it was made for. I come to the moon and tell you what the moon is made out of and why it is there and called a moon and why it has not been replaced since it was taken away from a certain place. It had to serve its purpose to raise you and I up, brother and sisters, to rule to the whole universe in the hereafter. Our words will become deeds over the creation of the first God who said, be, and there it was. Our word must be that now. It must come to pass that one of you very soon will say the same and will have something different. It may be 100 or 1,000. Or it may be 1,000,000, but it will come to pass. Remember that. Now let us go back to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about Ramadan fast in the month of December. Serves as a sign that we, the lost bound nation, are the end of all signs pertaining to the pilgrimage and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Master Farah Muhammad taught us, time has moved into his time, and he wants the world to know that he is the God of this dispensation, and he will bring in the new Islam, take it or leave it. In this month, we should keep our minds on Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, my God and your God, and my Savior and Deliverer, and your Savior and Deliverer, to whom be praise forever for giving us life after our mental death for the past 400 years. During this month, eat before day and after the sun goes down, if you wish, but not during the daylight hours. This also goes for drinking. Drink whatever you are going to drink, either before dawn or after dark. The eating before dawn is for those of us who love to eat breakfast in the morning. But if you eat one meal a day, you may eat that meal either before dawn or after dark. It is better for your health, however, to eat one meal after dark. Keep up prayer And let us all be grateful to Allah for his coming in the person of Master Farad Muhammad throughout the month of December and every month. And during this month, let there be no quarreling in our homes or abroad. Thank you for listening. You can write me at Bride and Groom, Post Office Box 4479, Kansas City, Kansas 66104. And I'll send you a list of the books we sell. Message to the Black Man, How to Eat to Live, Our Savior Has Arrived, Fall of America, by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We also have books written by Sister Talijah with the Spirit of Allah. We have A Urgent Message from Allah, The 10th Planet, and The 10th Commandment of Allah. When you write us, we will send you one of our pens, mightier than the sword. In closing, I would like to say, the fame and the glory of this world is temporary, but the spiritual blessings from Master Farad Muhammad is forever. All things work towards an ultimate goal of returning to its source or returning to God. The Quran teaches us that all things will return to God from which they came. The perfect understanding of life is the understanding of actual facts. Actual facts leads to one clear understanding. When facts are presented in the mathematical form, it can be proven in actual facts. Things may have many aspects of its form, but in reality, there is only one true form, like pieces of a puzzle, which make a complete picture when finished. Each piece of the puzzle has a place in the puzzle, and there is no other puzzle piece which can fit that space. When working on a puzzle, you must put the pieces in the correct place to correct the puzzle. Likewise, in the divine struggle we call life, the puzzle must be complete to form the one true picture, or the perfect form, which is God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us this. I thank you for listening. And remember, do not judge until you clearly understand. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.